You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam. Sans Rach, she's in Sydney and still asleep.
Wake up, Rach.
Wake up, Rach. Exactly.
It's time to get started now. Wake up. I don't remember the rest of that song.
You like Wake Up, Jeff? Or
yeah,
you like?
Yeah, that's what I was singing.
You're gonna
wake
have
up,
to...
Rach. Yeah. This is Radio Gold.
No wonder we're on a primetime slot. This
That's
is why.
Everyone listens to us.
That's why we're the best show on
You
Joy.
Come here to listen to us try to remember songs from The Wiggles.
You know
That's
you
what
do.
You do.
You know you do. Cam, you love starting fights.
I do.
It's one of your favourite things.
It's one of... I start them whenever I can. So I've got a situation where I want to tell off my mum's neighbour, but I don't know if my mum wants them told off. I don't know what her situation on it is. But essentially, whenever we go and visit, my mum lives in one of those, it's like a little set of small houses where it's like six of them around one shared driveway.
Right.
And the one right opposite her, they always park about like half a metre into that driveway.
Oh.
So they park... away from their actual, like, garage door. There's a big space behind them, and they park out into the thing. So you've got to kind of, like, go onto the grass on the other side to go around them.
Ugh. Okay, yep.
And so my mum was away this week, and I went over to, drop her car back to her house and then feed her little cat, Monty.
Yeah.
And as we were arriving, like... they were both fully halfway into this thing. And I'm like, well, this is really difficult to get around. Like, this is really annoying. And I kind of wanted to leave a note in their car being like, the driveway is not your parking space. Like, pull your car in.
Yeah.
And then I went again to go feed Monty again. And I got there and they were pulled out again. But then one of them was like washing their car.
Yeah.
And I was standing there for a second. And I'm like, I kind of want to go up and tell you your car's not that big, because it's a bit. One of them's a big U, and then one's this like hatchback thing, and they both pull them right out. And I just feel like no one started this fight. They've been there for a year, and it's been something that's been really annoying me every time I visit my mum. And do I have
you
want
to say something?
Do I have the rights to go up and be like, "Oi, move your damn car"?
What does your mum think about this?
Well,
like, is she like, "Yeah, you should totally say something"? Like, she annoyed, or
I can tell that like she goes, "Oh." But also I can tell that she doesn't want to start a fight.
Right. Because she lives there and you don't, right? So, I mean, if you start a fight, that could reflect badly on her and she has
and
to deal
with...
And
that's what I don't want to do. I don't want to start a fight and then they're always like, well, he's going into her house, so he's clearly connected to her. So now
Let's
we've got
her
beef
life
with her.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Because I had the same thing with my mum. She, not with the car thing, but she has some neighbours who often, like, next door, there's these kids and the parents will go away... and they'll have these big parties.
Oh.
They're like late teens as well, maybe even a bit older.
Oh,
they have these
no.
big bashes and all these cars come and they park in the street. They get in the way. The music's really loud till quite late. There's been times when the cops have gone to there without my mum calling anyone. The cops just rock up.
Yeah.
Someone else has complained or whatever. And it's happened a couple of times to the point where it's like, well, this is annoying. She says to me, oh, you know, one time you should go over and tell them. But then she's like, oh, but I don't want you to go over there and they know that it's me. And then these kids are going to like terrorize me or like make my life difficult and stuff like that. Because she's there by herself, right?
Yeah.
So she doesn't want me to like start a beef and then not actually be there to like defend the property.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So she's like, I want you to say something, but also I don't want you to. Like, it's this kind of weird catch-22 where you're kind of damned if you do, but damned if you don't.
Yeah.
And doesn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, you don't want to start something that then you can't be there to finish.
Because yeah, I know if I was there, like, looking at me being this big guy with, like, tattoo sleeve, beard, 130 kilos, people aren't going to mess with me, right?
Oh, from the outside, people look at us and go, oh, no.
Yeah.
But then you meet us and you're like, oh.
Exactly, okay. Like teddy bears. But, like, with my mum, I think if I'm not there, obviously it's a bit different. I can't sort of defend the turf. So, yeah. 0427 Joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Do we have the right to, like, say something? Should we get involved? Should we say something to these neighbours about the problems that are going on? Or, you know, should we just, like, leave it and let them keep doing these annoying things and not say anything? What would you do in this scenario here on Big Breakfast on Joy?
Fueling you for the week ahead. Start your Monday right with Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Talking neighbours and problems and starting fights. Yes. Because I know you're all about
ding,
that.
Ding, ding, ding. So, get going.
So you've got like a neighbour of your mum's who's like parking in the wrong spot, basically.
Yeah, a neighbour of my mum's who's basically taking up more space than they should be, and it's really obnoxious, and I want to tell them off, but I don't know if my mum would be comfortable with me telling them off.
Well, yeah, because if you do tell them off, she's going to be there, living there, wearing that.
Yeah.
It's fine for you to say dealing, and go home.
Dealing with their many Tinder dates who get lost trying to find their apartment. It's happened. Like, we were leaving,
really?
And this girl was coming up the driveway, and she looked so scared, and then she was like, are you number four? And I'm like, no, that's that one.
Oh.
I'm very clearly a giant homosexual, bless you.
Did you say that? I am very clearly a giant homosexual.
No, because I wasn't starting fights with her.
No, okay.
She was just she was out looking, no. Okay. Not going to finish that sentence.
Sure, no worries. I mean, look, you know, I think, yeah, I guess you have some right to defend your mum's turf.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, it's tricky.
Now, we've had a message in about someone who wants to help defend your mum's turf, I
right,
believe.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Your trouble is that when the parents go away from this house,
these kids have loud parties,
kids have loud parties.
Yeah, like loud and obnoxious and like, wee, 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 like girls like screaming like, ah! Well, like all that sort of stuff.
Pete from Newport, he's thinking back to our last segment about revenge, and he wants to start fights too. Pete from Newport says, get a bucket of water and throw it in the meter box.
Oh.
Just short out that house.
Jeez, that is one way to do it.
That will shut down a party.
Pete, you're my kind of person. I'm not going to lie.
That is an aggressive stance, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's amazing. I didn't even consider that. That's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just get ahead early. As soon as the party starts, be like, call the cops.
Before it even gets going.
Like, first guest arrives, cops turn up. Everyone's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
This isn't boding well. Let's all leave.
That's right. People will arrive and see the cop car out the front and be
they'll
yeah.
Like, they're possibly underage teens.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, no, the cops. And they'll just run.
I think our theme of our show today is, like, youths.
Yeah,
like disliking youths.
Taking the fight to youths.
Taking the fight to youths. That's why we're here. That's what we're all about. So totally fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think I don't want to leave my mum to defend by herself. You know what I mean? So I think ultimately probably won't do anything. But she had this other issue recently as well. She's had these like cats that have like had kittens in her front yard.
Oh, so not her cats?
No, it's a random cat. Has like given birth and had kittens in her front yard, and now all these kittens.
And
like,
now she's a mum.
She's a mum, and she has these kittens in her front yard, and people are like walking past and like judging her for having these kittens outside the house because you know they have cats outside, right?
Yeah,
there's
a cat
curfew. So she's there, and she's had literally strangers walking their dog, like walk up to her back door and knock on the door and be like, "Hi, excuse me, like why aren't you looking after your cats properly?" And getting all up in her face about her cats. Which is ridiculous.
That is weird.
And they're not even her cats.
Has she maybe like taken them to a shelter or something?
She can't take them to a shelter. Like you have to catch them and they come and get them in the cat catchers. No, people don't freaking help. There's so many cats in Mount Eliza that are stray. They're just like, yeah, there's like a 1 month wait for a cat catching crate. Sorry. Like, that's literally their response. Oh. They just don't care because there's so many of them.
That's weird.
Yeah. So she has, like, a neighbour who is, like, a cat person who's, like, got these crates and is trying to help my mum catch these cats now. But, like, yeah, these are more people that walk past that I'm like, if they walk past when I'm there, mum, I'll tell them what's what. Don't you worry.
We've had two more messages in and these are my kind of people. First off, morning, guys. Had this problem with my next-door neighbour. Let it slide the first time, then the second time, the third time, I had a quiet word with him, and it was fine. But you have to be very stern, Luke, with these people.
Very stern.
That's from Andy. But then Andy followed it up, and he decided stern words not enough. Morning, guys. Just take out the fuse, Luke. That's the big plastic one down the bottom.
Right.
Andy,
that escalated quickly.
Andy's gone from talk it out to, do you know what? No, sweet, sweet revenge.
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's get rid of their power. Do it.
I love it.
The people have spoken.
Thanks for the advice, guys. 0427 Joy949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Tell us. Yeah, another one.
So I've had another one.
Bounce up and down. You're very happy.
Sarah has come in and said, an axe handle works for me.
Jeez.
Jesus.
It's a very violent Monday. I'm just getting that
I'm
vibe.
For all of you. People, keep it coming.
People aren't happy about like starting the week, I think, and they're just like aggressive. But that's okay. You've messaged the right show. This is what we're all about here on Big Breakfast on Joy. So we've had another one as well.
This one's for me. You know, you can sneak up and put screws under the three of their tyres. Or you can find someone from the local council who can leave a note on official paper. Love from little Jason and Ivanhoe.
There's like the measured, polite approach of the council thing. Then there's like put screws under their tyres.
Our neighbour used to fake letters from the council to try and get us to like... put down our dog because she didn't like it.
Oh, God.
Yep.
People are horrible.
Yeah. I love you all. Thank you all for your... Like, this is fantastic. I'm getting life.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend?
Oh.
Get some big breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Now, we're talking about neighbours and sort of, you know, getting revenge on people and trying to help involve yourself with neighbours and stuff. You mentioned a friend of yours...
Oh, the curtain rod?
Yes.
I have heard some great revenge stories. And this is not to do with Neighbours. This is obviously lesbian relationships gone wrong.
Right.
Revenge, which is...
love that show.
Next level.
It's on MTV.
That's right. Yeah. Somebody had a terrible stink in their bedroom. Couldn't figure out what it was. Awful stink. Had the carpet steam cleaned. Didn't know what it was. It went away eventually. But when renovating the house, they found in the curtain rod, somebody had put frozen... prawns. So they'd thawed, gone off, rancid, and stunk like.
Oh.
Yeah, so prawns in the curtain rod.
Prawns in the curtain rod.
I've also heard of fish inside the hub, because the hubcaps aren't like they used to be. You used to be able to prize a hubcap off and put dead fish in there. And,
Sure,
I knew that.
So it's leaving seafood around in
any sort of seafood, yeah.
Yeah, just to get that
Ben
reaction.
Ben Norris has got a good story about seafood in the back of a car.
Okay.
Get on to him about it.
All right.
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
I think, and Sarah wanted to clarify as well, Sarah.
Yes, Sarah messaged in earlier today.
Now, which aggressive axe handle was Sarah's suggestion?
Yes.
To go at the neighbours, which is a very aggressive suggestion.
I love it.
And she came back and said, Sarah, again, being from Texas, we handle things differently.
They handle things because she said an axe handle.
Hey. It's a pun. It's a play on words.
I don't know if you meant it, Sarah, but I'm here for it.
I mean, it's fantastic. Whether you meant it or not, I think you should claim it, definitely.
But yeah, definitely. Like, I think at the end of the day, what we've discovered is no one thinks we should talk to them. Everyone thinks we should just seek sweet, sweet revenge.
Yeah, through violence and aggressive
and sabotage.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good life lesson. I feel like I've learned something today.
I've learned a lot of things from some of you today.
You're great, all of you.
Yeah.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.